Hello there, and welcome to the Seven Nation Podcast here on yourprepsports.com. It is Wednesday, March the 20th, almost 12:30 p.m. Central Time. I am Rob Howe, joined by Joni. Well, that's what it says on the Zoom. It's actually Ryan Merkin, who's on his wife's Zoom account. But you know what, folks? If Joni was on this podcast, it would probably be more entertaining. Wouldn't you say, Ryan?
It would be way better, although I'm probably in a better mood than she is right now. She's, if anybody that's an accountant or, you know, knows an accountant well, it's that time of year, man. So she's tired and probably kind of grumpy. I mean, I'm just being honest.
I'm kind of that way right now. So I'm warning people ahead of time. I get to this stage of the calendar year where I start like college football and high school football in August. By March 20th, I'm pretty much I've had enough. I've had enough of everybody's crap.
Rob, we talk about this and we know this. It's funny. For people that don't know, Rob does a ton of stuff for us. He does Iowa stuff. Like you have a lot of irons in the fire. You do other things for other high school stuff. And for me, it's just slightly pushed back. So Rob's, you know, you got spring football kind of, and it never really stops, obviously, with the world of transfer portal and all that stuff. Like news goes all the time, but you're right. I mean, this is kind of the NCAA tournament time. You know, this time is when Rob's really kind of not at the end, but you know, you're ready for your break. Mine is probably like 2 months from now. Mine is kind of getting to the end of the spring sports.
Yeah.
I love the spring sports. Yesterday was kind of, for me, yesterday was kind of that first nice day. We've had other nice days, but that first spring nice day where the weather feels a little, the air just feels different. I love the spring sports. I love getting out there. You know, you get outside. We've been inside now for a long time with the winter sports. I love the winter sports too, but the spring sports are great and I like it. But man, there's so much going on from a high school. I mean, it's a season unlike any other where you've got boys and girls track, boys and girls soccer, you got golf, you got tennis. There's just a lot going on. And man, like the end of it, when it all starts to overlap, I mean, we have a juggernaut tennis program in West. So they're playing tennis into June, state soccer starting. You get, you know, from like that stretch of state track, you know, May 16, 17, 18, whatever that is, to like the end of state soccer, like the first week in June. By the end of that, I'm exactly where Rob is. You can't see Rob, but my face looks like Rob's at the end of that. It's every day. I mean, you're regrouping a little bit on Sundays, and then you got a playoff soccer game on Monday. And so, a lot of those days, multiple things. So it's good to be back outside. I like the spring sports, but in two, whatever that is, a month and a half, I'll feel the way Rob does right now, where I'm like, all right, I'm ready to just nap for like a week.
I am going to be on the couch tomorrow watching March Madness for 4 days. Actually, then I have to go. I'll be at Carver for the Iowa women's basketball, which I look forward to. That's the end of the Caitlin Clark era at Carver Hawkeye Arena happens this weekend.
What, Rob? This is terrible. I'm obviously up to date on it. I'm swept up in it, just like probably everybody else. And this is a high school podcast, obviously. But if you listen to high school sports, and we're gonna put a wrap on basketball today. So if you joined us for that, I'm sure 95% of our viewers are swept up in the Iowa women, so we can talk about it just for a second. But this is terrible. I don't even know. I know that I couldn't get in, so I wasn't overly concerned about looking at the days and times.
Oh, you can get in. You can get in for a price.
A couple grand. So what are the days and times for that? I honestly have not looked.
They play they
have a play-in game, right, at Carver?
That's actually tomorrow night.
It's not a play-in game. Sorry.
It's not a play-in game. It's Holy Cross against the University of Tennessee Martin.
Okay.
I don't know who the Martin is that it's named after. Maybe it's the town.
Tennessee Martin's had some decent teams, to be honest. I mean, like, that's a name I've heard before.
They're playing to get they're playing for the right to play Iowa.
Okay. And then what day is that?
Saturday, that's tomorrow, and then there's a day off, and then Saturday Iowa plays at 1 or 2 o'clock.
So
and then
the game after Saturday, that Monday.
Who the heck is it? West Virginia and Princeton.
Okay.
is the other game on Saturday. And then the winners play Monday. I don't know what,
Okay.
and they'll recalibrate the times.
Right.
My guess is they're going to put Iowa in the
Prime.
best TV window
Yeah.
possible, like on Saturday when they play. It's ABC. It's a
Yeah.
nationally televised game,
Right.
so I would
Which is
expect that going forward. And yes, you
awesome.
can get into Carver, but you may have to more get a second mortgage on your house to get in there for that game. But
And Rob will be in there.
I will be in there, South Baseline.
Follow Rob.
Yes, I will have photos of said tournament. As Ryan said, it's not yet the spring season, so we're not really going to do that here today, other than to say that we hope that the track meets that are scheduled for this weekend go off, but we're not confident in that happening looking at the weather forecast. But Ryan, that's kind of par for the course, so to speak. It's almost golf season, par for the course this time of year. You schedule things and you hope the
Yeah.
weather cooperates.
I mean, absolutely. And it's one of those things you get a day like today. I don't know. I had to run some errands this morning. My vehicle, I think, said it was like 35. You get a 35 degree day and it's sunny and dry and you decide whether or not you want to do it. I mean, 35 is maybe pushing it a little for a long track meet or a long golf meet, but you never know. I mean, yesterday was 60, right? The
Yeah.
weather looks really stinky for, I mean, wet and cold and rain and snow for 6, 7 days. It's March. You schedule it, and the thing that's great now is, I mean, RVC indoor meet was last night, WAMAC, MVC. You have all these indoor meets now, so kids have been competing since, I think, the first one of those I saw was while I was at the Regina Boys State basketball game. So that's, I mean, and I apologize to the people, the track, track. It's not really feasible for me to, cover the indoor season as it is, to be totally honest with you, but I need a little time in between here, and we've had content that we want to wrap, put a bow on the winter sports, but we're getting ready to go. And now I think soccer is a week away, Rob. I think that's a week away. As far as competition, but the golf courses are getting there. Tennis, obviously. So yeah, you're right. There's nothing wrong with having that stuff on the schedule. And then you get a nice day, you roll with it. And if you don't, you kind of, I don't know how they plan it. I would kind of plan as if, like, we may not get this, and if we do, it's a bonus, right?
And this is probably a good time to let folks know the PSA of our podcast here is it's yourprepsports.com, the website. Go check that out. You'll be able to see the early competition in the spring, some preview stuff, recap of the winter season, which we're going to get into now. But check the website out at much more information than we can give you in a short podcast. So if you're in that area of sports, the preps around here, check that out. Your all area girls basketball team has published.
Yep.
Let's start there.
That was really, I always like doing that, Rob.
Had
It's
to
one
be
of my,
hard this year, man. There
it
was
was
some
really, it was really
really
hard.
good girls basketball in the area
It
this
was
year.
really hard because you feel like there's good players that aren't on there, but it's also really fun to write that. Like when you look, and I always do this because I'm kind of a dork with it, but it's like you look back at the previous ones, and man, every year I do this, I'm like, man, because there's 10 players on there, and every year I look at it and I say, wow, this would be a great team. Like if you put this team on the court, like how good would this team be? And it's funny because if you go back and I'm like, this has to be one of the best teams if you would actually play, right? You play and you go back and look at who's been on some of the other teams for the past, since we've in the 6, 7 years we've done Your Prep Sports, and you've got, Ashley Jones and Rachel Saunders and Kaylin Morgan and, Lauren Zachariah and all these teams, and you're like, holy cow, like a bunch of these teams would be great teams. Rose Nakumu and Aubrey Jones and Paige Rocket. There's just been some great girls basketball players here in the past 5, 6, 7 years. So, but this year's team, I mean, five players, Rob, that are state champions. And I mean, just winners, kids that made their team better. I mean, there's a, Haley Miller and Callie Levine, obviously at Solon. I mean, that really elevated that program the last couple of years, and Callie Levine was obviously a huge part of that. I mean,
Does she miss basketball?
first Solon girl to be Miss Basketball. I mean, that's a tremendous and well deserved. I mean, well deserved for a kid that
Lindsay
just
Meter didn't win that thing?
I don't think so.
Wow. I can't remember. I mean, I can't remember back then when I covered her for the Press Citizen. But
I mean, yeah, you're talking about, I mean, it's become Solon basketball was Lindsay, and this is not, I mean, an all-time great, right? But that was Solon basketball. And now it's like, now it's kind of those two.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think well-deserved. And I think, don't ask me, but like, I hate, everybody's always like, well, who's better? I mean, that's the world we live in now. Like, you could ask Rob, Rob covered them both in high school, but no.
I mean, have no comment on that. I've seen them both play great players, different players, different kind of players.
Yeah. But like I said, I mean, that's when you put yourself in that conversation, like, I truly mean that. It's like, it is fun to do those. And I love asking coaches, PJ Sweeney at Clear Creek. I mean, what an incredible job he's done with that program to get undefeated state championship this year. But he's had a lot of the better players over the last, 10 years, last decade, some of their best players, right? A Carson Stratton and obviously now Avery Lauer and Ava Locklear and those girls. So it's fun to talk to these coaches, how would you compare these kids? But anytime you're putting yourself in a conversation, even like scoring 1,000 points in high school, putting yourself in the conversation of where do these kids belong in the, history of this program, that's amazing. I mean, I think too often we, in all sports, whether it's LeBron or whatever, we get caught up in, these debates and just appreciate how good some of these people are at what they do. And even down to high school, I mean, you're getting to see some incredible, incredible high school players in this area. And there's more coming. When you look at our team, there's some young girls on there. Morgan Miller is certainly going to put her in that type of a conversation at Regina, Rob, and probably already has. I mean, just incredible player that's had an incredible career already. And then, Grace Fincham at West was a member of our team as just a sophomore. And you look at all the players at West, we could easily be talking 2 years, about where she sits in that conversation. Mm-hmm. She had an incredible season. And so a lot of those girls, Augie Palmer at City Height had an incredible season. She's a member of that team. So it's fun to see how these kids develop. And then what was really fun this year is it's a season thing. We've had that before where a player has a good season, they're on it. And then the next year, maybe they're not on it. And that's how good the basketball is here between these seven schools that we have, but it's not a career achievement thing or whatever. But when you are on that, I think, career stats are noteworthy. And when you look at some of the career totals for some of the seniors that are on that team, Ava Locklear, Callie Levine, even Bliss Beck, who's a member of that team or of our team this year, and Allie Clark at Regina, and even Morgan Miller already, and some of the career totals for these, not just in points, but in rebounds, assists, and blocks, kids that had incredible careers, Rob, like truly. I mean, Ava Locklear's, I think almost 800 rebounds, 200 plus assists, 200 plus steals, I think almost 150 blocks. I mean, the stuff that you really have to excel at a high level to have almost 800 rebounds and, over 200 assists. Like, that's the thing that stood out to me most from the state tournament. And Rob and I aren't going to recap the state tournament. It's weeks ago, but she said a single game 4A state tournament, so just the, and granted some of these, that it's the 4A tournament in the current five class setup, right? So it's not that long. I think it's like 15 or 20 years or whatever, but that's a lot of state tournament games. Single game 4A state record for single game assists with 9 in that game that we were at, Rob, the quarterfinal, when she's a assist away from a triple double. And then in the championship game sets a single game rebounding record for the same tournament. Like, you really think about that. Like, how many kids have the skill set to do that, to hold the single game, state tournament rebounding and assist record? Like, truly a uniquely talented kid. So I had a lot of fun doing that this year. I had a lot of fun covering girls basketball this year, Rob, including the state tournament, which was obviously, congratulations to Jamie Smith at Solon and PJ Sweeney at Clear Creek Amana for winning state championships. That was a fun week, a really fun week. They both had, really good games, and then they both beat really good teams in the finals in kind of impressive fashion. I mean, those were both good games. It wasn't, they weren't lopsided games, but they both controlled those games and kind of left no doubt. And that's, it's fun to watch a team do that. And we talked all year that we thought that those two were both state championship caliber teams, and they finished it off. So they made me and you look smart, Rob, which is what it's all about.
Yeah, that takes a lot. That's a lot. It takes a lot of work to make us look smart.
Forget all the career stats and everything else I said. If you can make Rob and I look smart, I mean, you've done something truly, truly.
Hall of Fame achievement.
Yeah, so kudos to them for that.
One thing I will ask is, and you've gone over it here for the last few minutes, I think, what's the outlook for those two programs now moving forward with a lot of the kids you named? I mean, Lower's back, obviously, and some other really good players on both of those programs. But where do we go from here?
Yeah, great question. You look at Clear Creek. I mean, it's kind of the same thing that we're going to talk about in a couple months with volleyball. Like, how do you not, I don't want to say take a step back, but like everybody's going to say, you know, we want to maintain this level. But we've talked about this before, and they did it in basketball last year. You have to see it sometimes. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They went there and North Polk jumped them, blitzed them, I think was the word that PJ used last year. And then this year they returned. They eventually beat them. They get all the way to the final. They win it. But I think they're going to be sneaky good next year, Rob. And I mean, I really mean that. Like, when you look at what they return, now they had such a unique team this year with what they were able to do defensively. And they were so good defensively. With Bliss Beck at 6'2", and Ava Locklear's, athletic ability, and then Sam Shragi, and just and their depth at guard with Kaylee Stratton and Kennedy Stratton. They were so good defensively. And I'm not even mentioning, Avery Lauer, who led them in steals, et cetera. But they lose the post presence. They lose some really talented players. But Avery Lauer is going to be one of the best players in the state next year. She's a Division I player in probably – and that's – when I say that, probably a higher ceiling than that. This isn't – we say this all the time. I'm not here to talk recruiting, whatever. But she shot almost 50% from three this year. Which is, like 49-some%. She really got better every time I saw her. I mean, she's a star, she's going to continue to grow her game, obviously. And Lena Evans came off the bench as a sophomore this year and really hadn't played and was like, again, got better every time I saw her. You've got two kids to build around right there that I think are at all conference level. I mean, clearly Lauer's at all state level, but both are at all conference level right now. Kennedy Stratton's played a bunch. They're going to have to fill some spots in, obviously, but at that level, if you have three really, really solid players, which they do to build around, I think they can be really good. Solon's going to have more of a rebuilding process, obviously. You lose four senior starters, three of which were on the all-tournament team, one of which has missed basketball. I mean, but again, there's talent coming up there. And I mean, I won't get too far into this, as a lot of people probably know, like my daughter, we go to my kids go to Solon, whatever. So I've seen some. There's talent coming up, but it's the thing with that, Rob, is you look not that far long ago. Solon was winning 6, 7, 8 games. So Jamie Smith has done this before. I mean, he's built it in 4 or 5 years steadily. As we talked about, they were another team last year, made it there, saw what it was like, and then took the step this year. So yeah, I mean, I don't think this right now they're not going to be ranked in the top 10 to start next year. I mean, you lose essentially all of your stat production. Kobe Leitz is back. They have some other girls that played off the bench. Delaney Durr was kind of their sixth person this year. But they're going to have a lot of holes to fill. But, I mean, Jamie Smith is – if there was a person that was going to do that, I mean, that's a guy that has proven the ability to do that, right? Really good at developing talent. When you look at a lot of the players this year that got them to where they were at, those four senior starters, how much improvement Haley Miller made in her 3 years in the lineup, how much improvement Anna Quillen made in her 2 or 3 years in the lineup. How much improvement Mia Staley made in her 2 or 3 years in the lineup. So I think they have a chance. I mean, it's going to be hard for them to duplicate any type of run like this, but I think that program's in good hands, Rob. And then you just look around the area. West High brings back a lot. They played really well at the end of the year and bring back Grace Fincham and Sasha Baldwin, who are two really, really, really good young players, two of the better young players that I think I probably saw this year. City High brings back essentially everyone on their roster from a team that obviously improved, but they were starting two freshmen, Rob and a sophomore. Actually, maybe was it Hattie Galloway and Caitlin Luria both played great this year as freshmen. Tisa Driscoll was playing as a sophomore. So they played a bunch of underclassmen with Augie Palmer and Emmy McComas, I guess. So they bring back everybody. You certainly expect a jump from them next year. And then Regina, you know, loses some production, but brings back Morgan Miller and Caitlin Martin and, you know, a lot of girls that made a lot of big plays for them that have played a lot. They were kind of working some new girls in this year. So you certainly expect them to be right kind of in the same mix that they were in this season. In the same with West Branch, you know, that played a lot of girls. They had some seniors, they had some girls that had played a lot, but they were also playing a lot of girls that were playing for the very first time with a first year coach. So I know
Liberty has a lot of that too.
Returns a ton. Yeah. I mean, Haley Ramsey was, I forgot to mention, Hannah Ramsey, who is a all area team member for us, that just, I don't want to say that stuff like this, I can say it, and then afterwards, I'm like, oh, that probably wasn't the best way to say it. I was going to say she came out of nowhere, but she basically plays her first extended season as a sophomore was maybe the most improved player. The first time I saw her against Cedar Rapids, Washington, their second game of the year, I was like, holy cow, like, she's going to be a really good player. She's 5'11", she can shoot it, she can put it on the floor, she can play with her back to the basket. I'm like, she's going to be really good. And at the end of the year, I felt like she had gotten way better. So I was impressed by her the first time. It was even more impressed later in the season. So it's hard to do that when you're impressed by somebody the first time and you feel like every time you see them, they get better. But they bring back, you know, the Casey girls and Kennedy Goodhart had a great year in Ramsey. And they bring back, I mean, I don't have it in front of me, Rob. Bella Tafoya stepped up and did a good job for them this year, and they'll miss her. But they bring back a ton from a team that, the last month of the season, we talked about this multiple times on the podcast, that was playing as good as anybody in our area. I mean, beat Prairie and beat some teams. And we'll get into this obviously later, a year from now, 9 months from now. But when you break it down and look at the production they return, you know, percentage of points, percentage of rebounds versus a lot of teams in the Valley, they're going to be right up there. And a lot of those kids that they were playing, Rob, were really getting the first minutes of their career. So you expect them to make a jump between that first and second year. I was going to say, I say this all the time, I'm excited about our area teams, but as good as it was this year, certainly as we enter next year, I don't think that we'll be saying, hey, I mean, Clear Creek was one or two to start the year. Solon, I think, was one or two by the Girls Association rankings. They're not going to be there. I think Clear Creek has a chance to be really good and surprise some people with how good they are. And then you look at Regina, Liberty, City, West, they should all be better, and they were all really solid teams. This, I mean, you know, Regina's in a regional final. West was in a regional final. City and Liberty in regional semifinals in 5A. So I think they all should take steps forward. So I'm not ready for girls basketball right now, Rob. I've got spring sports stuff to do. I'm not, but I will be in 6-7 months, because it should be really, really good again. Like, really good.
Time goes quick, and we'll be back there before we know it.
It does. But I should say it now. Our boys team is coming out today. That'll be out today. And obviously, I'm not going to go over it now. But it was really fun to do, too. I've tried to space this stuff out, just like I tried to space out wrestling last week. We had boys and girls wrestling last week. To go back and look at all that stuff, we had my best of stories, best of girls basketball, best of boys basketball. I tried to space that stuff out. I knew a ton of people were on spring break last week. And so I didn't want to, just to be honest, slightly for engagement, Rob, but just, I want people to have a chance to see it. And I didn't know how much people were looking at that stuff, because it's things we really like at Your Prep Sports. So I tried to space that stuff out the best. Now, in the next, 4 to 5 days, it gets really hard to space stuff out. So check the site a lot, because we're going to have our spring sports athletes to watch. We're going to have our capsules. We're going to have, the end. This will be the last. This will put a bow on boys basketball. But there's just going to be stuff getting dumped on there. And I do try to space it out at least, a couple things per hour, so it doesn't get buried off the front page on there. But, check the team tabs if you're looking for stuff. If you're looking for capsules or spring sports athletes to watch, boys soccer, girls soccer, track, all that stuff. It's going to be up on Your Prep Sports, here in the next few days. I will be doing a lot of it with March Madness on in the background, so I'm pretty much tethered to my TV, like Rob is, but it's going to be up there. But I do try to, just so everyone knows, I'm an open book here, Rob. I try to space it out just so it doesn't get, you know, it doesn't get pushed down people's feeds. And then even just for the people that check the website, you know, that it doesn't get cycled off the front page right away. So people can hopefully click on that stuff and find it and read it and see what, you know, see who's going to be standing out in the spring as we put a bow on the winter.
Yeah, the tabs on your prep sport for each school are important. It gets you right to what you're interested in, and then you can check out the competition as well. Support for this podcast comes from Systems Unlimited, celebrating 50 years of providing services to people living with disabilities and mental health needs throughout East Central Iowa. A list of their services and upcoming events can be found at sui.org. That is sui.org. Thank you to Systems Unlimited. You know what, Ryan? Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's a stretch, unless you're Ryan. He's always switching partners, square dancing. But that's not a. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Chad Birch, right here in Iowa City, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Chad and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Chad Birch, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call when you want the real deal, like a good neighbor. State Farm is there, and we'll have Jake from State Farm on the podcast next week. No,
I don't want to get. We should, Rob, famous last words. We should probably stick to the. I should probably have Rob stick to the ad reads. I switched to Chad years ago, and it was a great move. Chad's a great guy. He'll take care of you. So that is 100% the truth. Personal experience. I don't want to get Chad mad at me for doing my own, it's for ad libbing here with the ad read, but he's phenomenal. He is great. I'm glad I did switch, and I didn't know that ad read. Rob's in charge of that, but we really did switch, and I've been thrilled that we did. We just met with Chad not all that long ago, my wife and I, and if you can make something like doing that enjoyable, like having that appointment, Chad does it. He's awesome. I always like seeing him chatting. He's got time for you. So personal ad from Ryan here.
Yeah, there you go. There's a confirmation of a satisfied customer. I am also with State Farm, not with Chad, but we are with State Farm as well. So we're in the neighborhood. Yeah. We are in the neighborhood. Anything else you want to highlight on the site or any of that stuff?
Yeah, I'll tease again. Rob and I, we're trying to keep it short today. We both have a lot going on. Go back and read, or go back and if you haven't seen it, I should mention this for people that do listen to this. A lot of people are on spring break, whatever. Go back and look at the boys and girls all area wrestling teams. There, you can find them on the site. Super good wrestlers. Cale Seton was our captain for boys. South Dakota State commit, two-time state champ from City High, well deserved for Cale. But there are state champions on there. Our wrestling team, I just wanted to mention it, boys and girls. The girls, it continues to get better. McKenna Rogers is our captain for girls, again, well deserved. But our boys wrestling team, Rob, is always so good. You know, yeah. Four finalists this year. It really is. It's been a while since I posted that. So go back and read that, and I'll tease a little bit with our boys. There's going to be a lot of people that. You read our boys' story too when it comes out, or look at it, or whatever. Boys basketball. Yeah, it's cool to see. Hopefully, it's cool for people to see these kids that stand out. But that one was really hard too. Obviously, Regina was a state finalist or state qualifier, lost to the eventual champion. And I tell you what, I know this. I'm not that Regina game. It didn't go down to the wire. You know, Western Christian is a really good team. But if you watched Western Christian the rest of the way in that tournament, Rob, like I did, you felt better about the way that Regina played. I mean, that team, for a 2A team, and it's not the first time that somebody said this about Western Christian. It's why they have 11 or 12 state titles, right? But it's kind of like they were almost like the modern era of basketball, where you have four guys with size that can all put it on the floor and shoot it. And just a really tough team to defend. But Regina, I thought, represented themselves well at the state tournament, as I knew they would. But that team was really difficult to do, very difficult to do, as far as, you know, finding narrowing that down to a dozen guys or whatever from this area, as good as our boys were this year. City, Liberty, Regina, or City, Liberty, West, obviously all had great players. And then you look at how Clear Creek came on, Solon's a 22-2 team or whatever they were. And then Regina and West Branch obviously have really talented kids too. So there's some familiar players on there. We got some repeat guys, but there's some kids that you're going to want to read that and just kind of look deeper at their stats. And again, I'm not going to give all of them, but when you look at the statistical seasons that in careers that some of these guys had, Rob, it's impressive. It really is. I mean, maybe when those guys don't play in Des Moines, it's easy to not, for casual fans, or if you're a City parent or you're a Liberty parent and you're watching City or Liberty 20 times, you know, and not seeing these other teams, but some really, really talented kids this year. So check that team out too. And then, like I said, there hasn't been really any spring sports stuff, but there's going to be a ton coming here, you know, before the middle of next week, and try to space it out as much as we can. So check your computer while you're watching. It set up like 6 TVs so you can have like all the basketball on, men's and women's, but don't put anything on your laptop so you can read your Prep Sports.
Yes, that's good advice.
I feel like that's the way to go. Or your phone. You can do it on your phone.
When's the boys basketball drop today?
Today, yeah.
Okay, so that's March the 20th. Again, yep. I said this at the top, but March the 20th, Wednesday, is when we're recording this. Head to yourprepsports.com. That's yourprepsports.com for much more on everything that Ryan and I discussed on today's podcast. We'll be back, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you to our sponsors. Say goodbye, Ryan.
Bye.